Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. If you notice, I've done a few or less videos than I normally do. Like some months I'm cranking out two a day, and other months I'm doing like one like every other day. Just because I get online and it's like, let's see what we've got in news media. Politics. Okay, let's go check out Hollywood stuff. Politics. Let's check out the movies. Politics. Let's talk about NBA or NFL politics. Let's go look at politics. Politics. Everything is politics. And to be honest, I'm fried out on it. Like, I cannot wait for this election to be over. And then we only have probably four more years of this craziness. So I've tried to look at a couple of older stories or different things that I can talk about. And this one hit me because I was scrolling through and I saw a story about plus size models, and I started reading into it, and I noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed this as well, there's a lot of plus size model. There's no such thing as a plus sized man. They're either fat or obese or out of shape, and if they're being nice or cuddly, they're soft. Like, there's no descriptor, and there's really no overweight, like, plus size male models. When, as a matter of fact, if you do a Google search for fat male model or overweight male model, you get pictures of guys in six packs. And it was how I used to be overweight, but then I got a six pack and muscles, and now I'm a model. So, I mean, it's definitely a case of double standards here. But I wanted to read this because, number one, I want to talk about the male ideal model very quickly. Because some of you guys say, I want to date. And there's a thing. There's such a thing for women known as a butterface. Now, if you think about milk, you think about cream cheese, you think about butter. And that's when people say butterface. And I don't remember the origin. It was in a movie, I think. But it's when you look at a woman and you go, wow, man, she is stacked. And your buddy goes, yeah, man, her body's great, but have you seen her face? And the way you say it is, yeah, her body is great, butterface. And that means butterface, like she's beautiful as far as the hourglass, except for her face. Well, with guys, it's actually the same thing. The difference is, instead of the hourglass, which is bobs and then a narrow waist and then nice big hips and butt, for guys, it's an inverted triangle. So if you guys are gonna get out there and date, you definitely wanna get your shoulders and chest built up, your waist slimmed down, and don't forget leg day. Like, if you could get your quads and your calves, those two muscle groups big, you get your shoulders, your traps up here, and your chest, and get some nice biceps and triceps going well, you're in, man. Like, you will get a lot more attention. I know I did when I was that way. So let's talk about the ideal body shape. I didn't mean to maximize that, so let's try this again. The ideal male body shape revealed how men want to be inverted triangles. Like I said, wide at the top, narrow at the bottom. Like sports stars Bolt and Ronaldo, but most are rectangles like Beck's and Harry Styles. And I'll leave a link to this, but here's what they show is the pink one is an oval. That's like what most men are, like 60% of men are either overweight or obese. Don't be that guy. Then you have a regular triangle, which is kind of narrowish at the shoulders and a little bit wider at the hips. Don't really want to be that guy. Rectangle, which is kind of proportionate up and down. Rhomboid, which is a little bit bigger in the shoulders and chest. And then the inverted triangle. And that's a little bit, that's going from like Jean-Claude Van Damme up to Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, going up to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Big, stacked up top, narrow waist. So there is an ideal shape for men. But, you know, articles for women are like advantages for dating a plus size woman. And I know some guys out there are chubby chasers. Some guys like women a little bit bigger. And hey, that's okay, to each his own. I'm fine with that. But for the average guy, they really not into necessarily the big girls. But society is telling everybody, hey, let's really get into this. As a matter of fact, here, they talk about plus size rapper. Now, they call her plus size, remember, rapper. Chica hits back after body shaming critics labeled her as morbidly obese and accused her of promoting unhealthy living by posing in a Calvin Klein underwear campaign. And this is the billboard that a few years ago had like an attractive woman running or doing something on it or posing. And now it's a woman that's 300 pound or, you know, 150 kilo for you Brits. And she's not just a big girl. She's not just plus size. She's morbidly obese. And this has a health problem with it. So the big theme seems to be, hey, Big Girls Gotta Love Us Too, Stunning and Brave, I'm Just Living My Authentic Self, and all these other really cool buzz phrases for not taking accountability for one's health. So before I get into the female portion of this, gentlemen, if you are a bigger guy, it isn't healthy for you. It'll be a detractor if you are looking to date. And hey, if you say, well, I'm not even interested in dating, I'm just doing my thing, that's cool. Just make sure you keep it in check, because you do want to live a healthy life. And being overweight is one of the few factors that can really, really give you some stress later on in life. So make sure my rule of thumb has always been, as I gain muscle, if I need to get a new t-shirt, the way I measure, it's the seams on your shoulders here. If these start to pull in a little bit and give you the butterfly sleeve going like that, because your shoulders are getting big, get a new t-shirt, man. It's getting a little tight in the chest here, get a new t-shirt. Getting tight in the waist? Nah, it's diet time. Your pants getting a little bit too tight for you because of your quads, your thighs getting too big? New pair of pants. Because your waist is getting too big? No, diet time. Okay, so if you're growing muscle and you need new clothes, go for it. If you're growing fat and you need new clothes, don't go get new clothes. That's your cue. Hey, I'm getting to be, you know, a little heavier. Time to readjust and evaluate that. So now that I've got that out of the way, let's talk about the science behind ladies. Now, this is Kelly Brook. I keep wanting to say Kelly LeBrock. You older guys know who Kelly LeBrock is. Tasty back in the 80s. But it says a scientific study claims this is how humans are wired to see physical beauty, and they use Kelly Brook, and this was written back in 2019, but I think the study uses Kelly Brook from like 2014, because Kelly Brook today has become a plus size model. But they say we're probably spending a lot of time at high intensity interval classes, or devoting a whole lot of energy to keto diet. But what if it turned out that looking like a Victoria's Secret model wasn't the ideal body type? We've been doing all of this for absolutely nothing. Well, not nothing. Obviously, this is written for the ladies. We've all heard that sweet sounding sentiment, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Writers love to write it, women love to hear it, and while we're not here to get into a philosophical discussion about whether or not it's true, we're here to ask one question. Does science say beauty is objective? Apparently, it does, right? So here's the thing that men like, there's a reason why they call it the hourglass shape. And from what I've seen in statistics, men like the hourglass the most. Secondly, interestingly enough, is the pear shape. A little bit smaller up top, but nice thighs, nice butt, nice legs. That seems to be the second. The third would be what they call a banana, which is kind of long and slender, but with nice rack. And then the last is what they call an apple, which is kind of not very stacked here, not very much in the butt area, and just round like an apple. And it's same thing on the guys, you know, the oval and the thick in the middle is just not a good look for anyone. So they say, anyway, the science will surprise you. A 2016 study from the University of Texas at Austin revealed there is an actual ideal body type for women when it comes to perceived attractiveness, but it doesn't look like the typical model running the runway or walking the runway. Right, and we guys know this. Like, the models on the runways, they're pretty in the face, but for a lot of us guys, you're kind of like, man, she needs to eat a sandwich. Like, that girl is a stick. The reason why I think models are used, and I heard this somewhere, it's one of those obscure knowledge things that sticks with you, is because it makes it very easy for them to change outfits because they all have the same dimensions. So you can have one piece of clothing with one kind of design and one size, and you can have almost every model wear it. And that way, no matter who the models you have available, you can have them wear the same dress over and over and over again without having a plethora of sizes, which makes sense. But guys, I mean, now if you look at the Victoria's Secret models, usually they've got nice shapes, but they're not the kind of the voluptuous curve that men think of. So they continue on. It has to do with specific body fat distribution in the shape of an hourglass as measured by the waist to hip ratio. According to the study, low waist to hip ratios indicates high fertility and low long-term health risks. While many argue beauty standards vary with each race and culture, the effect of waist to hip ratio on female attractiveness has now been studied and reported for almost 20 different cultural and ethnic groups. And they go down and talk about this a little bit more. They say the study found that the ideal waist to hip ratio was 0.7, meaning the ideal waist is approximately 30% smaller than the hips. When it comes to overall bust waist hip ratio, it varies with height and weight. For example, 34, 25, 36. which is in the U.S. a size 2-4, which tells you how big the U.S. gets, and or 36-27-39 U.S. Size 8-10. So it's not so much about the overall size; it's that if a woman is a larger size, she needs to have a larger bobs and larger hips and butt to go along with it. So if she's a much more petite girl, she can have smaller dimensions, but it's kind of like if you take a picture and stretch it like it's the same picture except bigger or smaller. They're kind of saying the same thing. The ratios are the same no matter what size woman that you put it on. So they say, so what? A scientist asked a bunch of guys to rate pictures of women and then calculated the average measurements. Not exactly, but it's a reasonable assumption. The science isn't just based on visual appeal. It goes beyond our primal instincts to the core of our very existence. Sounds intense, right? Numbers are cool. They say the woman with the most beautiful body. Numbers are cool, but what do those ideal measurements actually look like? The woman who embodies the ideal shape is British model and actress Kelly Brook. Kelly, picture below, is 5'6" tall with an approximate shape of 36-27-39. And I'm sorry, my British friends, I think those are in inches, but anyway.
She'd definitely be boner of the month.
She's very pretty. She's in my thumbnail if you want to go back and check that out. And if I remember, I'll throw a little picture over next to me while we continue talking after this the article. But she's got a great shape to her. She's pretty. She's attractive, but she's not like super skinny or anything like that. They say, pleasantly surprised, you aren't the only one. She's undoubtedly beautiful, but probably not what you were expecting. Like, she doesn't have muscles, she doesn't have a six-pack, but she's spicy. I mean, she's a very pretty woman. But again, it's the nice hourglass shape. But you notice something. There's no, now maybe they airbrush out a little bit of this, but there's no cellulite, there's no, like, rolls of fat. Now, yes, when we sit down, we all get rolls of fat. But, I mean, there's not like, she's not going to lift up a portion of her stomach and go, oh, there's the remote control for the TV and the ham sandwich I lost 4 hours ago. Like, that's not her. And so you can try as much as society wants men to try to shame us into liking women that are not shaped like this. It is in the lizard brain. It is in the DNA. She says, right, as a matter of fact, they say here, throughout her 20s and her early 30s, Kelly fluctuated between a size 4 and a size 10, which, again, is fine. Men are not wanting these waify models, but the point is she happened to put on the weight in the good areas, which is why women can get away with having a little bit more weight, because if they pack it in the right areas, hey, not a bad thing. It says, what men want. Another study showed that subconscious level, men pretty much dig the same thing and are attracted to just a few characteristics. One of those things is having a youthful face and body features. This is probably not a surprise. But the other thing most likely to attract men is looking both healthy and fertile. So again, low wrinkles, low sagging, low, you know. But here's the thing. I've dated women that had stretch marks. Like one of them had lost weight and she started working out. And as a matter of fact, she started working out so hard and so quick that she got little stretch marks on her shoulders and other spots. And she had a little bit from when she was younger. She said she was a little bit bigger when she was younger and she had stretch marks on her tummy, but she was firm. I mean, she was toned. So that's not one of the things that guys look at and they're like, oh gosh, I can't believe, because there are models out there that have had kids and got back into shape and they show the scarring on their bellies. And it's still not like a, well, that's it, she's completely done. Now, maybe some of you guys disagree, but if a woman has the right shape and she's young and pretty, that goes a long way. I mean, that's exactly what they're saying. So what does this all mean? Well, put down the cake pop or chia seed pudding, because it's about to get confusing. And they get a little bit more into the numbers on it, but they say a larger hips signal that a woman has sufficient space to carry a developing baby, as well as the strength to push a 7-9 pound fully developed baby out of her vagine. Crazy. It's no wonder women have a higher pain tolerance than men. Again, this is Kelly. Kelly looks mighty nice. Big bobs, larger bobs signal a woman's ability to feed and nurture a child. And they say down here, since we were designed to procreate, it makes sense that men would be wired to look for the ability and a woman to sustain and nurture what they create. So here's the thing about, I'll pause it there for, well, let's see if there's a good one to pause it on here. Yeah, there's a little jiggle in this one. Here's the thing. There's lots of videos. If you look up cat and a cucumber, It's a ridiculous combination, I know. But owners, somebody found out that if they put a cucumber on the floor behind their cat while it was eating or not paying attention, and it turned and saw it, it would leap into the air out of the way, like back out of the way. And I could probably pull it up, but I'm really not that interested in it. The point is, though, that when cats turn, they have a sense in them that that might be a snake or a predator or a risk to them. Every cat, or at least most cats, and it seems to be instinctual. The same thing, you know, my dogs found a black snake out in the backyard. It's not poisonous. It's nothing to worry about, but they surrounded it, and they would bark at it. And whenever this, and there's two dogs, whenever the snake would face one of the dogs, the other dog would start to nip at the snake, and the snake would turn to face him, and the other dog would start to nip at him. Now, I got the dogs away from the snake, and he helped himself out of my yard. I like to keep him around in case there's any rats or rodents or any pests like that, and it's not a poisonous snake. So, but the whole point is the dogs work together in tandem to try to attack the snake, and they knew which dog the snake was looking at, and the other one would try to attack it from behind. My dogs have never seen a snake before. So how do they, this is the lizard brain. So trying to convince men that they should, you can somehow shame them into liking big women or somehow goad them into it, or somehow society is going to be accepting of women that are really at this point unhealthily overweight, is not going to happen. It's the same thing why they make fun of Jason Momoa when he has a little bit of fat on his belly between movies, because he's trying, when you gain weight and muscle mass, you have to eat extra calories to gain the muscle. And then once you've gained a few pounds, then you kind of chisel away that fat again. So he's, you know, when he's in a gain mode, now The Rock is Dwayne Johnson. Rock, I don't know how he does it. That guy's just a freak. But they shamed him for having a little bit. But even though he has just a little bit of fat, in the meantime, it's like Stunning and Brave, 300-pound model, goes in and is in Swim Illustrated, or Sports Illustrated, which I did a story on a little while ago. So they wrap it up here by saying, oh, I'll leave this here for you so I can read. So while it doesn't mean it's okay to eat an entire pint of ice cream every single night, I am saying the next time you're out with dinner, you totally should order that creme brulee or chocolate cake for dessert without any guilt on the side. Do it. I also love your curves because they're scientifically ideal. Yeah, but here's the thing, okay, is that if you look like this, right, which is tone and firm and everything jiggles nicely, like, yes, a couple extra creme brulees is going to look like this, that's fine. But when you decide to take that attitude all the time, you're not going to look like this anymore. You're going to be even bigger. So, you know, here's the takeaway for you guys. Number one is that if you are looking to date, if you are looking to have a little bit more action with the ladies and you'd like more eyes on you, then get in shape. Get, you know, you don't have to have like Tommy six-pack going. Get your shoulders big, work on your back, work on your stomach, work on your core, work on your thighs. There's like 3 or 4 or 5 major muscle groups you can do. And you'll notice, and then once you've put on some muscle, keep working on losing the fat, and you'll get a nice wide shoulders, bigger chest, bring it, don't bump my mic here, wide shoulders, bring it down to a narrow waist, and you will get more attention. That's how it works. And this is not something you can, again, some women do like the teddy bear big guys, but the most women like athletic men. So if you're into the dating, do it. If you're not dating, still, you may not need to get athletic, but if the pants are getting a little tight, trim it up a little bit, make sure you're staying healthy, and no new clothes, that's diet time. Again, unless you're getting big. And lastly, for the ladies, here's the thing, ladies, you are actually luckier than men are. Yes, you are mostly judged on your looks, where men are more by utility and what they bring to the table. But ladies, if you keep, even if you have a couple extra pounds, if you step on the scale and you go, holy cow, I'm 5 or 8 or even 10 pounds heavier than I was at my ideal weight, depending on where you hold it, men may not even care. As a matter of fact, if you're still in the same size pants, but they're just getting tight in your butt and your thighs, and you have to get a bit, little bit bigger bra for your cup size, men are usually going to be fine with that. It's when you say, oh, look at my waist is now going up exponentially. That's where we need to trim it back a little bit. But no matter what science, no matter what society tells you, it's scientific. Like, you cannot push men to be attracted to something they aren't. Same with, and you can't push women to be attracted to men either. That just, there's a body type, and that is what it is. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my other older videos, so that way when I do go through the news and decide that I'm going to not drive myself crazy by continuing to be on the internet, and I just have to shut my computer off and go enjoy nature. You still have something to watch, so go back and check out some of my older stuff. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, keep yourself healthy. If you're looking to date, get yourself some muscles. And ladies, no matter how much you try to shame us, no matter how much you try to make it socially acceptable for the big girls to take over, not going to work. Science says so.
Mr. Clean, mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend